Hey, what's up, guys? It's Wiz Isaac Akin here once again. Wow, it's been a while I did this. I mean, I'm not about to go into the nitty-gritty of why I haven't recorded in like over 3 weeks. And I'm saying I'm sorry. And then again, I'm here to accuse you. Nobody checked up on me. Nobody asked. Asked why I haven't done this. Well, it's not people's project, it's mine. So definitely, if I were to be defiant in it, it's on me. It's not on anybody. But then again, I've been fine, though there has been a little bit up and down in our daily activity from Health Week to elections, in my MSA and all that stuff. So basically, I've been having a busy set of weeks, and yours truly is the newly elected General Secretary of Ekiti State University Medical Student Association. Yay. And today we'll be doing something. We're cooking something today. And it's going to be about adulthood. No, there was this time, this TikTok song, this adulthood now scam, you better get that for your mind. So it's trending on TikTok and all that stuff. And so I decided to like chat up a friend or from another MSA and to like, let's talk about this whole adulthood thing and the pressure and all the strain it puts on young adults. And trust me, you're gonna love it. Hello.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Wow, good afternoon.
Thank you.
You sound pretty low, like you sound pretty dull. Like, are you tired?
No, I'm not. I'm kind of tired, but I'm so tired.
Yes, your voice is kind of thin, unlike mine.
Okay, excuse me. I'm a girl, you're a guy. Your voice is not deep, you need flogging.
My voice is not particularly deep, but it's not as thin as yours. Your one looks very free. It sounds very free, like, help me.
Okay.
So what's
Thank
up?
You for the compliment. I'm fine. How are you too?
How was today?
Was tiring. I left hospital around past 3.
I can't say I can relate because I'm on strike.
I know, right? Don't worry, I'm coming. You're resuming school very soon. I also don't uplift their ban.
Yeah. Okay. Like, I have this how do I put it? I'm a young adult, yeah? Like, okay. many of us, majorly my listeners are like all in my age brackets and all that stuff. And there is this pressure on each and every one of us to be more than we are at the moment. I feel like things we are aspiring to have or get at this age are things in our parents' age, they were like some 30, 40, something plus before they were like aspiring to those things. And I don't know what the problem is. Is it that life expectancy is reducing? That is why we have to achieve so much at a young age? Or I really don't know, honestly, because that's what my head always wraps around. Like, is it that life expectancy is reducing? And that is why we have to like achieve a lot so young? Or what exactly is the problem? Why is there so much pressure? Like, I have a lot of experiences, like, on my own, but then you choke.
Oh, yeah, okay. I kind of understand where you're coming from. And I would say I'm honored and privileged to come and talk about adulthood lessons. Like, really, I just left my ADs, like, adolescent days, and I'm just transitioning into adulthood. But I would say it might be as a result of low life expectancy. Well, necessarily it's not that, because a lot of us just want to make it and then make sure, like, I used to say something and I'm like, I don't want to start training my children at 65, 67, 16, because probably during my 30s, I was still need to sort out for fun and all this type of thing. And then at that point in time, you're starting to begin your life and all. So I feel like the earlier you begin life, the better, because it's not everybody that is going to grow to 90, 100, our grandparents actually lived before they pack. Yeah, so I feel like it's the best to what's the word, is actually the best thing at this point in time to work hard as a young adult and then make things right for yourself so that people around you can benefit from time. It's not until when you're 60, when you're 70 before you can start making it. There are a lot of things that we can dive into now that our parents don't really have opportunity to, like, we're in the jet age, excuse me, like, everybody has access to internet. We have a lot of things that can bring in better life than our parents experienced. So we shouldn't wait till when you're 100 before you start utilizing those opportunities. Like, we have people that are making it at very younger age. Like, you have people that will tell you, oh, I made my first six figures at 18. And then we have people too that made it probably at 15, like our parents and other type of thing and all. But it's not necessary when you wait till when you're 100 before you start working towards that. So I don't think it's about life expectancy. I just feel like it's about the technology we have right now and then people's mentality, the way people see things, and the way the world is evolving. So we should also follow the change and the dynamic. Yeah.
I kind of like feel like technology has brought about low life expectancy. What do you think? It's just like a digression. Like, I feel like technology has kind of like messed us all up in a way that life expectancy is lower. Or has it helped to save more life? I'm this is like digressing off the point, but it just came to my head.
Okay. It's a digression. Okay, I feel like technology has kind of reduced life expectancy because, trust me, technology is not just about gadgets. We have a lot of advancements in a lot of things. Like, our grandparents used to eat cassava and everything, and this generation, everybody is feeding on processed food and the likes. We're exposed to a lot of radiations, and all these things kind of have negative effects on our health. Sorry, I'm going to medicine. Of course, I'm studying here, so I have to use my opportunity to talk about medicine and all. I just feel like a lot of things that we do ourselves is actually reducing life expectancy. Like, just like I said earlier, you can see people living up to 100, 120 back then, and then by the time you see somebody that is 70 and they say that, you're like, ah, he's actually very old though. Yeah, so I feel like it's just one of those things. Technology brings about your life expectancy, from my own view.
I think it's like a two-edged sword. In one side, it's like bringing life expectancy down because of the things we're exposed to that our ancestors weren't exposed to that made them live long. And at the same time, it's saving lives in its own way. I feel like it's just a two-edged sword. It cuts and it gives back. It takes and it gives. And, okay, there was something you said about... I'm tempted to speak Yoruba right now, but I refuse the temptation. There was something he said about we have things we are being exposed to, like we're in a jet age and people have the opportunity to do things. I have met people or I have talked to people that they have no idea what they want to do. Yes, with all this information going on around us, like, okay, people are doing this at the age of 15, people are doing this at the age of 18. I have met people that they still haven't found what interests them. I feel like the whole stage of adolescence is like an experimental stage where we're like supposed to be learning new things, finding what fits us, trying to find our feet in everything. And some people still haven't found it till they enter into young adulthood, sometimes mid adulthood, and they're still trying to like find it all the way to their 30s. Some people have no idea, no clue what to do. Some of them are graduates. They studied a course that they probably did not like, maybe at the behest of their parents. They are doing something. They're just doing something. But they haven't really found that thing that lights that spark inside of them, despite the fact we have access to all these things, like you said. Yeah, I don't think there's a question there. But my own thing is that there are people like that. Like, what would be your own, well, let's say, like an advice or like, what do you think about people like that?
I feel like it's, no matter the age, you can still figure out things to do. Yeah, it's just that we have different type of figuring out things to do. Like, a 10-year-old person can come and tell you, oh, excuse me, I'm going to achieve this. And when I see someone that is 30, that is still struggling to navigate their way out of life. So I'll just say the person should sit analyze what they actually want, because really, even if you cannot get feedback from yourself, ask people around you that, what do you think I do that you see that I do best? Do you understand? And then, because people have been observing, even if it's not an active process of observation, but they know things that are peculiar to you. If you ask your inner circle about things about you, they'll be able to give you better answers. So I would say the person should sit down, analyze those things they feel like they love doing, and ask people around them for things they observe that they do better too. And then from there, they can draw plans of what they want to achieve in the future. And then a place of them talking to people that are way ahead of them is also there. And that is part of mentorship and all. Like, if you're kind of finding something difficult to handle, like, you can reach out to someone. Okay, let's say you figure out what you wanted, but you don't know how to go about it. It's easy. There are people out there, they can just search on Google and then they'll bring plenty names and all. Just try to look for someone that is in that type of area. Reach out to the person, explain yourself to the person, and I'm very sure the person is going to get a very good answer or solutions to what has been headache to you. Yeah.
That actually sounds very, 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 very nice. Well, I have another problem with that particular school of thought. When in a situation where you like something, you have a passion for something, but then your passion does not give you immediate gratification financially. It's something like, let's use an example of someone that is a techie or like a tech lover. And you have to like plow your own money and resources into learning things. And then you're not getting paid because you are probably a freelancer or you do not have a job. Nobody has hired you yet. But you're spending money learning things, maybe on Coursera, on Udemy and all that stuff, subscribing to premium membership on YouTube and the likes. And you're not getting an immediate financial gratification. And most of the times these days, it's usually about the immediate financial gratification for most people. You go on TikTok, you see people splounging, bawling, on Instagram, the same thing, on everywhere, basically. And then you start feeling like, what am I doing with my life? I'm just acquiring and acquiring knowledge, but this knowledge is not starting to pay me. And then there is the question of patience. And then you're like, okay, what do I do? What exactly do I do when the passion or that thing that I love to do is not giving me that immediate gratification? Because that's just the point these days. Like, it has to pay you. I mean...
Okay. I think I understand your question. But the first thing I would say is that motive really matters. Like, everybody goes into business or whatever thing you want to do, you have something at the back of your mind about profit and income, but I would say you should not dive into anything with the primary, the primary gain of getting finance, getting money from it, because sometimes things might not work out that way. And you already expect so much, like, okay, in the next 6 months, yeah, it's good to set plans, good to set standard and all those things and all. But if you're saying the next 6 months, I should be able to acquire these figures, and if things don't work out that way, because you already believe that, okay, or you already have a program mind that if things don't work out that way, then still keep on pushing, then it makes it easier. So I would say they should work on their mentality. And it's actually not bad acquiring more knowledge all the time, because you don't know when those things you have acquired will be of, like, relevance. Do you understand? Like, I can say boldly that I have done some online training that I don't even see a need for it now. Like, in the next 2-3 years, I don't even see a need for it. I'm very certain that there's a time coming that is going to be very useful. Like, there are times that you apply for something and it won't work out, but because of the knowledge you've gained from that experience, by the time you are doing something, you get better at it. So I'm just saying, you should keep on acquiring knowledge, and then at a point, it's going to really help. It's going to be of great help. So they should keep on acquiring knowledge, and then look for other means that can generate money. It's not, okay, just like me being a medical student and I've been in high school for 6-7 years, and I'm probably thinking, well, at the end of 6 years, I'm going to start making money. But here I am in high school 7 years, and I've not started even making money. So if I was primarily thinking of 7 years, I'll start making money, definitely by now, probably I'll be depressed or something and all. So I just feel like we can still keep on building ourselves, even when things are not working out, and find other things that can generate money. Like people would say, they don't necessarily go to work because they enjoy the work, but they want to make social life zero. So there are times that there are some work that you have to do, not because you like doing them or because they have to earn you money. And there are some jobs that you actually have to do because you have passion for it. Genesis, like medicine, you have to have passion before you can dive into medicine. Because at a point, you will lose everything, Yeah, so that would be my honest answer.
It's the losing of everything losable for me, because honestly, if you're like in a school like mine, where there is in season strike, like you strike like normal thunderstorm, normal. There are some days you just wake up and just feel like, okay, what is the purpose of school? Why are we here? What is the purpose of life in school? You become a philosopher, honestly, like automatically. You start asking the purpose of life and existence and the reason why we are where we are in the universe. Have you ever been at that point before? But basically, I'm always like that. I think it still boils down to that passion thing, because, wow.
Exactly. It still boils down to that passion thing,
because. Although there are some of us that we are here in the old medicine thing because our parents, you know, told us that this is what you people would do, kinikon, and the likes. There are some of us that we ended up falling in love with it. That's why the fact that it was our parents that like pushed us towards it. And there are still some of us that even with the fall in love or something, some of us are not just feeling. We still don't have a clue what to do with the old medicine at the end of the day. And there are certain times that we pick interest in certain things and we do those things we pick interest in. And we just find peace in it. For me as an individual, there are certain things I just do. I just do it for the fun of it because I find pleasure doing those things. Sometimes it gives me money. Sometimes it doesn't give me money. Although these days, because of like peer pressure now, anything that does not give me money, I'm not doing it again.
You're not doing it.
I'm not doing it again. Honestly, yeah. that's where a lot of us find ourselves in. Even the things we used to enjoy doing, I used to enjoy writing a lot. Like there are certain times I pick up my books, like books from like 2015, 2016. I pick it up now and I'm like, who wrote this? Then I'm like reading it and I'm like, this is my handwriting, but I can't remember ever writing these things because they're like things, even scripts, basically novels, short stories, poems, spoken words, like a lot of stuff that I've just written and just forgotten about. But because of it doesn't pay me, or I haven't figured out a way to convert it into money, I stop doing it. And I don't even know. Like, I'm just like, maybe because I think I have a mentor, or maybe I don't have a mentor. I don't know. So I feel like from what you said, I should apply myself in the aspect of finding somebody who is like very good at what I intend to be good at, and that person just directing me in what I want to do. I think a lot of us youths don't have mentors.
Sure.
I feel like a lot of us don't. If I'm being honest, a lot of us just freestyle through life. We don't even know left from right. We figure out left from right by the mistakes we have made. So those mistakes are what just make us like, I'm just talking from my own personal experience. I don't know if it applies to
everybody. Of course, I understand.
It's those mistakes that we have made that gives us the sense, the experience that we presently have. Yeah. One last thing. What are the lessons that you have picked up particularly from adulthood?
Well, I've actually not really transitioned into adulthood, and considering where we are currently, like, are you not testing adulthood? But if my definition of adulthood is what adulthood is outside, then I would say I've learned one or two lessons from it. Transitioning into adulthood is really hard work, like hard work. You kind of feel the pressure that you have to do everything. A lot of things depend on you. And then I'll just say that you should take things slowly, really. There's no cause for rushing. Like, I believe adulthood starts at 18, yeah, according to, I think, WHO, right? Or UNICEF, yeah. So you still have a longer duration to achieve a lot of things. So don't put so much pressure on yourself. Do things a step at a time. Because if you want to rush and do everything, don't forget that you're just developing mentally more. So there is tendency that you'll not be able to do so well in handling those things, because I think nothing like multitasking. You're like, you're doing things simultaneously. So you would need time to develop yourself in different areas to be able to achieve the things you want to achieve. So take things gradually, and then you see them start to unfold in a better way. Then another thing I've learned is I cannot please everyone. Like, I have a popular quote from Bill Cosby, I think that's the name. Yeah, and he says, I don't know the secret to success, but the secret to failure is trying to please everyone. So you should understand the fact that you cannot please everyone. Yeah, it's good to want to belong to people's whatever. You want to be loved, you want to be respected, you want to be honored. But trust me, not at the expense of your happiness. Yeah, I mean, it's to say that you cannot get validations from people. You have to find it from your inward man, yeah, from yourself. Do you understand? So yeah. Don't rely on people. I would like to say, don't put every energy in you trying to please people, because trust me, they are human. Even economists say human beings' wants are insatiable. So you know you don't want to satisfy their wants. Yeah. So I would say that you cannot please everybody. That's the one thing I have personally learned with the little life I've spent on earth. Yeah. Then another thing I have learned is patience and tolerance. Just like what we said earlier about trying to make money, and then some people just believe that they have to make it on time. And yeah, it's beautiful when you make it on time. But there are times that you have to sit down and watch the process. And that is what patience is all about. Like, you keep on saying, oh, okay, this is happening, and all that. If you're not so patient about all these things, you might not actually get the right answers, the right solutions to all those things. So I would say everyone should go get patience in their life. I don't know, pray about it. Be subconsciously try to gain it, but it's something that is a virtue. So everyone should work on that. Yeah. Then other thing I would say is we should help others as much as we can. Yeah, because a lot of people help us to become who we are today. Like, if I'm going to talk about your history, you will have to mention one or two persons in that might not even be on the limelight that has helped you so far. So I would say that you also should contribute into people's life. And that is why I always say, more like my motto is impactation. Like, I want to be able to live the life. Like, when I live, there should be a footprint, not like the physical footprint, or, you know, you should be able to say, oh my goodness, it was when Abigail was in my life, I was able to achieve this, or she was able to add this positive thing in my life. Do you understand? So we should always be willing to help others. Yeah, another thing is networking. Because you might say that you don't need people, you don't do this, you don't do that. But I have seen this work. Like, I can remember there was a time I wanted to go for elective, and I didn't know where to go to. And my mom was like, oh my goodness, I met somebody in church, and Kineko. That was a sharp phone. She called the person, and then the person was like, oh, no problem, let her come tomorrow. And boom, that was I got somewhere for elective and all. So I feel like making right connection matters a lot. Like, sometimes you might even meet people that you don't even think they are, like, you don't think you need them in your life per se. Yeah. Or still, let them be in your corner. I'm not saying you should use people and dump them. That is not what I'm trying to say right now. But I'm saying that you should try to network. It's going to go a long way in helping you. Yeah. So, those are the life lessons I have really learned. I don't know if you have any other question. And if you want me to keep on talking about the life lessons I have learned, I think I would want to continue.
I get you. I probably feel like you have a lot to talk about, obviously.
Yeah.
But I'm just talking about things that I find peculiar to myself or to most people that I've had conversations with. I like the fact that you talked about networking and having people, because it's really very important, like social investment and all that. And what other stance do you have about this saying? It's kind of like common. I don't know if it's an actual saying, but it's like a way of advising young people that, like, you are free to make mistakes. Like, this is the time you can make mistakes. And because you're young, you can correct it. You can try as many times as you want to try till you finally get to that point in adulthood where you become rigid and all that stuff. Like, young adulthood and teenagehood is the time for you to try as much and all that. And that's one. And what's your stance about friends in young adulthood?
The first question, can you please go over it again?
The first question is about what's your stance on this popular saying about we are young adults, we're teenagers, we are free to make a lot of mistakes because we have time, we can always, recover. That's the first question. What's your opinion about that? Do you think we have that time? Do you think we have that opportunity to make that many mistakes? Because there have been people that have made mistakes, they never came back from it.
Okay. I feel like the first thing I would say is that no one is perfect. Yeah. And your flaw makes you beautiful.
You in think a very so? Unique way. Wait. Yeah. You think so?
Of course, I'm very sure. Now, let's go to the point. You talked about what's my stance on a popular saying that young adults should make mistakes at that stage of their life. Yeah, I would say everybody is prone to making mistakes, but there are some mistakes that are very costly. So I'm very sure if you sit down to try to analyze, you know that there are some things that if you do, it can cost you a lot of things, and then you run away from those things. But there are some mistakes that you're allowed to do. Or like you try making money from this source, it didn't work out. Like, I've tried a lot of businesses that never worked out, and I've not given up on business. Do you understand? Those are little mistakes I did, because some of them, I lost money in the process. Like, imagine you bought things to make something, and then at the end of the day, people did not buy it, and then you probably start using those things or even keep them in your wardrobe. Like, that is a waste of money, really. But you are trying to get money in that process. She gets it. So I would say that we should try as much as possible to avoid those mistakes that can be very costly. But there are some that we are still allowed to try to find our way around. Yeah, because sometimes mistakes are like failure, really. And then sometimes those things are the things that you would learn from to be able to be better. So you are allowed to commit some mistake, but make sure it is not a costly one. And then you talked about making friends at this point in time. I didn't get that question properly.
Yeah, like, what's your stance on friends as a young adult?
Okay. The term friend means someone, I'm not going to give a definition according to dictionary, whatever, right now. But it means someone that is very close to you, someone that you can discuss with, someone you can call, this is my friend, yeah. I would say I'm not really the person that keeps so many friends in my inner circle, really, because friendship to me is all about impactation. If I cannot really benefit from you, then we're just doing child play. Do you get? Because I believe that if you are my friend, I should be able to add a positive value into your life. You should be able to also add positive value into my life. Although we have some friends that are just there, probably they are just there. They don't really have so much impact in our life. But I feel like the friends you are meant to keep are those that should add value to your life, the people that are willing to push you. Like, I deliberately keep some friends in my life that I know that if I'm getting this old, I'm tired vibe, and I reach out to them, they'll be like, okay, Abigail, you know you're not doing the right thing, right? You need to start this and go and correct this and go and do this. And you're like, okay, this is not going to be easy, but they are pushing you forward to doing things. And you just have something that all they want to do is just waste your time, sit you down and have time to gossip about different things, talk about a whole lot of things. Now, sometimes it's good to have friends that you can chill out with and other type of thing and all. But I believe friendship should be something that would make you grow more, because this world is about evolution and also something that will make you want to be a better version of yourself is what may I say as friendship. So you can, if you have thousands of friends that can bring about that impact, then fine. And if it's just two persons that can be inside that cycle, and then you won't be effective then. So the term friendship depends on what you want. and the people that are around you. Yeah.
Well, I feel like you hit the nail spot on, like, you were just dead accurate. Yeah, because, well, it does relate. It does relate, and it does carry weight at the same time. Because I feel a lot of young adults, we get it wrong as a result of friends. A lot, actually. It's like, it's a lot. Friends are like very influential people. And whether we like it or not, you tend to become more like the person you hang around with.
Very correct.
Yeah. Whether knowingly or unknowingly, consciously or subconsciously, you just start to be like that person. And
yeah.
Like they always say, good communication or bad communication corrupts good manners.
Good manners.
Yeah. So, wow. It's been nice talking to you about adulthood. I don't know much. I wouldn't even say I know a lot about stuff, but I've seen. My eyes are seen. And we still have a long way to go, honestly. We're just starting. It's like we just started life and it's already like this. Wow. But by God's grace, I feel like it always gets better. I feel like
we hope for that. I like to commend our parents, people that have gone ahead, because within their eyes don't see, they know fit to come finish.
You think, like, so?
What did you say?
I was asking if you think so, like our parents.
Oh my goodness, they say shaggy. I don't know, if you have sat down to talk to your parents about one or two things about life, you know that they've been through a lot. Things are not so easy, like how it is for us now. Like, trust me, they've been through a lot. I think you guys should just sit your parents down and talk about life one of these days, and then you get to know those silent tears, those silent cries, yeah, heartfelt cries on the call, and then you tend to appreciate what they've gone through.
Wow. At the end of the day, we just end up feeling like the things we are going through right now, the pressure and all that, doesn't even hold a candle to those things they've been through.
Exactly.
I'm looking forward to that day when I'll just sit my dad down and my mom and just discuss. It's be like discuss, open check, discuss.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't know what you plan on doing this evening, but you've made mine.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, I've also made mine too. And the fact that we're trying to reach out to some people, I hope they would pick one or two things from the discussion we've had. Yeah, we've not really experienced life, but at least we see some things, and we hope that our experience can mold other people's lives.
Yeah, definitely. That's the whole point of it. Yeah, thank you very much once again for being on my podcast. And
but you didn't allow me to introduce myself from the beginning.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So let's do that at the end of this.
It's actually not bad.
Oh, yeah. So, good evening once again, everybody. My name is Abigail. I'm a Yoruba demon. Oh, sorry, Yoruba girl. Yoruba angel.
Why did you use demon in it? I thought it was men that go by demon.
It doesn't matter. That's why I changed it to Yoruba angel. Yeah, the angel part is for me. Excuse me. Yeah. So, I'm a fifth year medical student of Afe Babalola University, Abuad. Yeah, for sure. Thank you. And you told me to talk about things I like. I think something that is fascinating about me is I'm very spontaneous. Yeah. Then, aside that, I love animals. Yeah.
What?
Animals.
Like, is it like you like them theoretically or you like them physically? Like the kind of person that keeps a pet?
Yeah. Type of person that keeps pets.
Okay. What kind of pets?
Cat, dog, what's the name of this animal that used to gossip me, you know?
Parrots.
Parrots, yeah.
Holy.
Yeah, and I just love to watch them, like, I don't know, it's tickle my fancy. They're just beautiful to watch, like, very beautiful.
Wow. I don't know why I'm saying wow all over again. My head is just ringing. I like animals too, but theoretically.
Okay. That's beautiful too. It's not everyone that likes animals, so.
I actually do like them. I can watch Nat Geo Wild from morning till night.
I do that always too, especially when I'm on vacation. Like, it gives me so much joy. Like, I just sitting down in front, even though sometimes I'm not paying attention to what they are doing, but excuse me, you cannot change that channel. You have to be on that place. Let me be seeing them.
Yeah. So theoretically, yeah, I'm an animal lover.
Me too.
You're physical.
So we share something in common.
We don't like mayonnaise too, so it's nice.
What did you say?
I said we don't like mayonnaise too, so it's nice.
Oh yeah, that's true. Second thing.
Although I'm starting to try.
Okay, I don't think I'm going to try that.
Don't let us get into why we are both skinny.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you very much.
I guess I'll catch you later then.
No problem. I'm grateful.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Have a great evening.
You too.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, if you've enjoyed today's episode of the podcast, do subscribe to my podcast and turn on your notifications so you can be notified when next I drop a new episode. And keeping in the spirit of consistency, I shall not fail you. So help me God. Peace.